The 8 o'clock news is read now by Karen Carthy.
The Israeli government has ratified a ceasefire with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The cabinet agreed to the deal roughly 24 hours after mediators announced an agreement in the first phase of US President Donald Trump's initiative to end the two-year war in Gaza. Meanwhile, senior officials have said a US military team of 200 people will be deployed in the Middle East to oversee the ceasefire. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
With US President Donald Trump scheduled to leave Washington for the Middle East on Sunday, the choreography of the days ahead is becoming clearer. The release of the remaining Israeli hostages held in Gaza since the Hamas attacks of October 7th is expected to take place on either Monday or Tuesday, with UN official Tom Fletcher saying that getting humanitarian aid into Gaza is critical.
We will scale up the provision of food across Gaza to reach 2.1 million people who need food aid and around 500,000 people who need nutrition. Famine must be reverted in areas where it has taken hold and prevented in others.
But even with all parties now signed up to the first phase of a ceasefire and hostage release deal, numerous issues remain unsettled in the negotiations, including the plan's call for Hamas to disarm and a proposed interim board of peace led by President Trump to oversee the administration of Gaza.
Officials in Ukraine have said the capital, Kyiv, came under major Russian drone and missile attacks overnight. The strikes targeted the city's infrastructure and cut off water and energy supplies. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said at least 9 people were injured. Russia has escalated aerial attacks on Ukrainian energy facilities and rail systems over recent weeks. The measures announced in Budget 2026 will result in small income losses next year, according to an analysis by the Economic and Social Research Institute. The ESRI said the losses will average 2% of household disposable income. Our business correspondent, Fergal O'Brien.
Budget 2026 marked the withdrawal of temporary cost of living measures, which had been a feature of recent years. In its post-budget briefing, the ESRI said the move, while inevitable, is mainly responsible for the income losses for households, which it said will average at around 2%, with slightly higher losses of 2.5% of household disposable income expected for low-income households. The analysis found that the losses will be exacerbated for high-income families due to the freeze to tax bans and credits, which the ESRI said amount to an effective tax rise if wages grow at their forecasted rate of 3.7% next year. The organisation said for low-income families, the withdrawal of one-off measures will be partly cushioned by the welfare package, which it said is mostly above forecast inflation and wage growth. Fergal O'Brien, RTE News.
Concerns have been raised about Ireland's response to the growing number of separated children arriving in the state without parents or guardians. A research report commissioned by EPIC, which advocates for children in care, said there were significant challenges in protecting and supporting young people who arrive here alone. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
There's been a significant increase in the number of children arriving unaccompanied to Ireland seeking international protection in recent years. 570 were taken into care or accommodated by TUSLA last year, representing a 32% increase on 2023. This report, published by EPIC and funded by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, raises concerns about the state's increasing reliance on special emergency arrangements to house separated children. While basic needs such as accommodation, food and safety were being met for most separated children, researchers found that increased demand has put severe strain on existing services. One of the most pressing issues is the age assessment process, which determines whether an individual should be treated as a child or an adult. Inaccurate assessments can lead to children being placed in adult accommodation centres where services are limited and risks are higher. Despite the challenges, the report highlights the resilience and agency of separated children, many of whom maintain contact with family abroad and continue to seek reunification.
The News Talk broadcaster Kieran Cudahy is set to move to RTE Radio after staff at the radio station were informed last night of his departure. An email sent by senior management at the station announced Mr. Cudahy's move from News Talk to RTE Radio and also stated that yesterday's show will have been his final show hosting with them. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke.
Last night, an email from senior management at News Talk was sent to staff informing them that the broadcaster Kieran Cudahy is set to leave the station. The email said that the presenter had informed management of his intention to leave News Talk to join RT Radio. The statement went on to say that News Talk's management wished to thank the presenter for his many years of service and confirmed that he will not return to the schedule and that yesterday's show will have been his last programme with them. Kieran Cudahy has also been presenting The Tonight Show on TV for Virgin Media, where he moderated the first presidential debate on September the 29th. This announcement to staff at News Talk came just hours after confirmation from RTE that broadcaster Ray Darcy is leaving Radio 1. At this stage, it is unknown which programme Mr. Cudahy will be presenting on RTE Radio, but speculation in recent weeks has suggested that he was a potential successor for Liveline, following on from the retirement of Joe Duffy in June.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be dry with just isolated patches of drizzle in northern areas at first, remaining quite cloudy, but sunny spells will develop as the day progresses, the best of these in the east and south. Highest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees in a light southwesterly or variable breeze.